Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Iolo Radio. Call in today, 718-664-9145 to join the show live. Iolo Radio is the place to be for you as an independent Iolo agent. Tune into Iolo Radio Monday through Friday to catch up on the latest news from Iolo. For merchants across America, Iolo's no-credit check rent-to-own program turns potential customers into paid-in-full customers because people across America are discovering Iolo merchants who give their customers a rent-to-own option have found a way to take it home today. Even if they have poor credit or no credit with Iolo, they can take it home today the Iolo way. Our switchboard's lighting up right now, and if you want to join in today's conversation, simply dial 718-664-9145 and press 1 on your phone if you want to participate in today's show. Text your team now and remind them to go to IOLORadio.com to listen to today's show on the Internet. And now, let's get started with today's episode of Iolo Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Rodney. I'll be hosting the show today. Tony is taking the day off. He's got some things to take care of. But you're in good hands. We're on the line here with Bud Nemeth, the Director of Marketing for Iolo. And, folks, we get to talk about actually one of my favorite subjects today, commissions. So we're going to have a good show, and again, you might want to text some people that may want to be on here because Bud's going to point out some important things about the show, so you may want to let some of your other agents know to come to the show and listen to it. But I want to welcome Bud Nemeth. How are you this morning, Bud?
Rodney, I'm wearing green. It's St. Patrick's Day, so I want to wish everybody a happy St. Patrick's Day. I think we're going to have a good show today because we're talking about commissions, which are green, and that's money. And if you would like to make more commissions and bigger commissions, then make sure to tune into today's show for the duration. And also maybe if you have agents in your agency, let them know we are going to talk about how to increase your commissions today. I will start out with, again, it is St. Patrick's Day, a couple of fun facts we celebrate. A lot of folks across the world are celebrating this day back since the 17th century, and St. Patrick's Day, St. Patrick is the patron saint of Ireland, who actually spread Christianity throughout Ireland. And I will share a couple fun facts with you. The shamrock is a three-leaf clover, and that's the way that St. Patrick used to teach the Holy Trinity to people in Ireland, and that's where the shamrocks come from. And green is not only because the clover is green, but the color green was also the color of the harp flag used by the Irish Catholic Confederation since the 1640s. So I hope you have your green on today. I know if you grew up in a house full of siblings and you didn't wear your green, or you went to school and didn't wear green, you usually came home with black and blue instead of green because people were punching you all day. So we don't want you to get hurt today. Make sure you gear up in your green and have a great day. Plus, today is the only day of the year that Rodney gets to wear a skirt and not get in trouble for it, or a kilt, I mean. So,
yeah, that's you, bud.
Yeah, and by the way, I do have a few jokes. St. Patrick's Day jokes we'll save till the end of the show, Rodney, today.
Thanks, bud. I appreciate that.
All right, before we get started talking about the commissions, let's just a couple updates real quick. Number one is, some of you may have or may be receiving, may have received or may get in the next couple days an email from a t.iolo@.com email address. If you get that and it mentions anything to do with changing your password, please disregard that email. By the way, we sent out an update last night, so please make sure to check your email and make sure that you are getting emails from Iolo. If not, check your junk mail, your spam folder, and make sure to whitelist us. And also, in your back office, when you log in, you can click and see the email right there. Click and read the message. Some people say, well, how do I get to the messages that I missed or whatever? There actually is a place under FAQ, I believe, that you can click on messages, and it will show all the messages that we've sent out if you ever want to go back and reread them, or or if you missed one. But it is in your back office. There's some information about updates, and it does say to disregard any email that you have about changing your password. Also, it also mentions a few other things. A couple of things I want to point out is tomorrow we have Steve Koistinen on the show. Steve is going to share his secrets of what he's doing to build a huge agency. Here's a guy, I mean, you talk about timing. This guy's been in since virtually the first week or two of Iolo's, been through the beta test, hasn't done really anything, well, results-wise, until the last 10 days, and he's put in about 24 personally registered agents. But it's the way that he's doing it and the type of agency that he's building that you definitely want to plug into tomorrow. And then on Thursday, we've got Warren Anderson from Texas. Warren's going to share with us how he's put close to 10 new merchants in the last couple of weeks and what's working for him. And really, folks, that's what Iolo Radio is all about. That's why this show was created, because we want you, agents in the field, to hear stories, success, tips, strategies from other agents in the field that are having success. That's fantastic, and we do anticipate the lines probably filling up. So listen, if you call into the radio show and you can't get in because the lines are full, you can always log in through any internet connected device, your smartphone, tablet, computer, laptop, whatever, and you can log into IolaRadio.com. You can actually listen to the show live on the internet. So if you don't have a question or a comment that you want to raise your hand and be put in the queue, then you actually don't even need to call in. You can log in if you have that ability. But again, if you do try to call in and you can't, then go ahead and log in. And the next couple of days are going to be fantastic and really what Iolo Radio is all about. Also, what it's about is helping the agents in the field, bringing them up to date, up to speed on the latest and greatest news. That's why we do the show, 5 days a week. But today what I really want to talk about, Rodney, is money, the green. It's just fitting for St. Patrick's Day. But we posted commissions last night, and again, we apologize for them being a day late. That was because of the announcement that we made yesterday where we waived the personal sales volume override requirement. So this means that if you had only brought in one agent, and then let's say that you got busy or sidetracked or something, but if that person went out and built an agency, and from that you had agents who gathered merchants on your second generation or your third generation or your fourth generation, you would be paid an override without having to do or meet the personal sales volume requirements. Typically, in order to be paid a commission override on your second generation, you're going to need $5,000 in personal sales volume, which again could be one store. In order to unlock the commissions from the merchant sales on your third generation, you need to have $10,000 a month in personal sales. And for your fourth generation, to unlock all the overrides in the comp plan, you need to have $15,000 in personal sales volume. And I say that can be one store, one merchant. We had one merchant last month who did over almost $17,000 in sales. So it is absolutely doable. But listen, if it takes two or three or five, it doesn't matter. Please make sure for your benefit, especially if you are building an agency, your immediate minimum goal should be $15,000 a month in personal sales volume. And we're going to talk about how to get to that. A couple of highlights about commissions this month is that we paid out nearly three times as many agents this month as we did last month, so it's growing. We also paid over three times the amount of commissions that we paid out last month, so it is working. It is working just as we anticipated. It's growing every week and every month, and a lot of the agents who looked in their back office last night or this morning and see that commission check can vouch for that. Some agents actually saw their commissions double and even triple from last month, and one actually saw his income go up almost five times from last month. Again, these are people, some of these people I can name. I mean, you hear them on the radio show. You hear them as guests. You hear them actively participating and asking questions and making comments. They are plugged in, and they are doing what it takes to have success. So if you received a commission, even if it was a small commission on a fourth generation override from one sale, even just a few dollars, you should be excited about that. Tim Williams said on one of the shows we had him on is in a company he worked with in the past that he made millions of dollars in, his first commission check was $6. And it wasn't, and he was probably, he said, more excited about that than most of his six-figure checks or five-figure checks, because it proved, that first check proved that the company was real and that they are going to pay him for doing what they said. And so that's the same thing here. If you got a dollar or $5 or 10, it doesn't matter. It proves that if you do what we say to do, we are going to pay you for what we tell you we're going to pay you for. So that's great news. And again, I truly believe that this company, you can earn all the income that you would ever want in your life if you do it and go out and do it consistently and for a good period of time. So now, if you did not have any commissions listed, that simply means your merchants did not make any Iolo sales, or your agency, the merchants in your four-generation agency, didn't make any sales. Or even if your commissions were lower than you wanted, what can you do? Well, I'm going to give you some tips. So if you have a pen or pencil and paper and want to take some notes, you can do it. The first one, number one, what can you do to make your commissions larger? Plug in. Get to Iolo Radio every day if you can do it. Why? Because you are going to be armed with the latest and greatest knowledge, tips, and strategies to have success in the field. If you cannot listen to Iolo Radio live every day, that's fine. We understand that. A lot of people have other jobs, professions, responsibilities that they have to meet, that they cannot be at a certain place at a certain time every day, Monday through Friday. That's fine. But that's why we post the episodes online. That's why every day at some point in your day, some people do it as the last thing they do before they go to bed, is they'll go in, and when everything's quiet down, they'll log on to IolaRadio.com, click play, and listen to the episode that they missed from the earlier in the day. There's nothing wrong with that. Just get plugged in. You want more money? Plug in, because the things that you hear will help you go out and make more money. And even tomorrow's show, like, we're going to have Steve Kay on tomorrow, and Steve is going to talk about how he's growing and building his agency. So prolific in the last 10 days, 2 weeks. But really what you're going to hear, if you want to make, again, it's not, you're not going to make money by signing up agents. We all know that. But if you hear the way, when you hear the process in the interview and the qualifications and the expectations that Steve shares with people before he registers them, before he'll let a person become an agent on his team, that's going to set the tone and the foundation for a huge income. So, again, some of you may not be interested in building a large agency, but if you're interested at all in even bringing one person on your team, please make sure you tune into tomorrow and listen to the process that Steve's going to talk about. Excuse me. So number one is plug in. Stay connected. Listen to Iolo Radio. Log into your back office. Make sure you've gone through all the steps on the new agent checklist. Make sure you see all the emails that corporate's sending out and the updates that are being posted in your back office. Plug in. Number two, if you didn't make any money personally this month, you might want to consider enrolling some merchants. You have to be in it to win it, right? You have to be in the game. You got to go out and enroll merchants. If you don't have any merchants personally, then you have to go out and enroll some merchants. Again, be on the show tomorrow and also Thursday for sure, and you'll know how to go out and enroll some merchants. Again, go through the agent resources tab in your back office, the new agent checklist, and you will learn how to enroll merchants. Contact the person who brought you into this business. Find out if they've enrolled merchants and ask them, how do I enroll merchants? You can go out and enroll merchants. Now, again, we all know enrolling merchants is not going to pay you money. But you can have customers, Iolo customers, until you have merchants who are offering Iolo. So go out and enroll merchants. We talked yesterday, don't let fear hold you back or lack of knowledge. Just go out and do it. You know, here's the way I see this business, and it's really the way that it was designed, is that by enrolling merchants, you can determine your own income. I mean, if you know how much, let's talk about for just a second the definition of financial freedom or financial independence, okay? I've heard that definition before, and it really stuck with me. And somebody said, it's not that you're rich beyond your wildest dreams and have more money than you could ever spend, but financial freedom could be as simple. Rodney, you still have me on the air? Rodney?
I can hear you. You still there? Bud, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Johnny. We can hear you. We can hear you.
Okay. My phone acted up, did something funny, and then I didn't hear Rodney answer me. So I didn't know if I was talking to myself. I'm about to give the definition of financial freedom. I wanted everyone to hear it.
Well, I definitely want to hear it. I'm all ears. If you stop talking, I'm going to let you. I'm going to figure it out.
Thank you, Donnie. We appreciate it. Even if Rodney decided he's probably fixing his kilt. We love you, Rodney.
No, I'm okay. Not fixing my kilt, but I was talking
there to somebody. There he is. Thank you. All right. So let's talk about financial independence. This is a definition I heard years and years ago, stuck with me. It said, financial independence or financial freedom is being able to have all of your monthly expenses paid, whether you go to work or not. Think about that. Think about if your monthly expenses were $2,000 or $4,000 or $8,000, and just you went out and created that kind of income from your own efforts. So that is a lot of people's goal, is to say, I want to go out and personally be responsible for creating an income that's going to cover my monthly bills. Anything over and above that is free money. It's extra money. It's stuff for you to go and play and do the things you want to do and donate money to where you want to donate it and just make memories. I mean, money is simply a tool. That's all. But if you have all of your – so figure out what your goal is with Iolo and figure out that, yes, hey, I can basically each merchant, if I help them get the $5,000 a month, that's $100 a month for me. How many of those hundreds do I want? How many merchants do I want? Now, you can also go and build a team, build an agency, and do that. But if you say, I need $3,000 a month or $4,000 a month or whatever to cover my expenses, then go out and personally get yourself to a place. This is a suggestion, is to where your personally enrolled merchants are producing an income for you that is going to pay your bills. Again, especially this is a front-loaded time investment. When you enroll a new merchant, you're going to have to spend some time with them. Invest your time with them and their employees to get them to a point where this is second nature for them. That may take a week or a month or 2 months, but once it's second nature for people, they're going to be making sales whether you're there or not, whether you're in Aruba or not, whether you're in Ireland or not, wherever you are, whether you're sleeping or not, these businesses are going to want to increase their income, and they can use Iolo to do that. So, you know, we want to get you to the point where you don't have to work because you've already done the work. That's the reason this compensation plan is set up the way it is, to help you establish a significant passive income. And I want you to understand that this doesn't happen overnight. And, you know, most of us here, most of the agents that are here that you hear every day, that are plugged in every day, we're not looking for a flash in the pan, a quick hit, make a bunch of money, and then move on to something else. That's not what we're here for. Most of us are in this for the long haul. We want to build that significant, lasting passive income for generations. This is something I want to pass on to my children and my children's children. But you have to understand there is a ramp-up period. So number three is work with your merchants. Work with, train with, become a partner with your merchants. And there is a ramp-up period with your merchants, but understand, they're not going to ramp up unless you provide them the ramp. And the ramp, folks, is the bridge to success. It's the bridge from zero to $5,000 a month in Iolo sales. There's a bridge there, but we're going to angle that, and that's going to be a ramp, and we're going to help our merchants get to that 5K. Here's why. Once they get to that 5K in Iolo sales, that basically means that they get it, they understand it, they're using it, they know it works, and then literally you don't have to incent that merchant to continue to promote Iolo because they know that it works. If they can do $5,000 a month in Iolo sales, they can do 10. If they can do 10, they can do 15. They know that. They know that it works. It's just a matter of talking to every customer that comes in, and also they can use Iolo as a tool to draw customers in. So you have to help them ramp up. Like I say, tell them it's your responsibility and your obligation to make sure that every single person in that store who's related to the sales process or financing process is 100% comfortable and confident with Iolo. Listen, we're headed, Rodney and I are headed to do some training this week, and I think Tony's going to be there and maybe Ray and some other agents. We're actually going to, we just signed up two large stores, and we are going to take a team of agents and go train their agents. Here's how we're doing it. We are setting up a time to have a group training so that all the agents from both, all the sales associates and finance people from both stores can be in one location and we can go through the training process. Now, what are we going to do? We're going to go through the merchant training that's available through numbers, through step number 8 in your back office under your agent checklist. It's available. It's what the agents get. We're going to go through that step by step by step with them. Might take an hour of group classroom time. The second part of that training is we are going to do hands-on, live, in-store training. We're going to spend probably 3 hours at one location in the morning after the training and then 3 hours in the other location in the afternoon. And we are going to work with and train and coach and give tips to every employee who is related to the sales process. Does that make sense? I mean, we are going to do that because we want to make sure that, again, everybody is comfortable and confident about talking about and utilizing Iolo and the process and know what to expect, and we have the tools to do that. Now, it's easy to go through the checklist on the merchant training, the top 10 steps there on the merchant training portal, but understand I understand for some of you the in-store process may be a little scary. You may not have done that before, but that's okay. Again, just go do it with them. Just teach them. If you hear an interaction, don't interrupt and stuff, but maybe after the interaction you can say when the customer leaves, hey, let me just coach you up here. Here's what you could have said or might wanted to say so that you can upsell them or get them into Iolo so that they could buy what they really wanted and stuff. And again, it's just that it's on-the-job training. You're going to learn more as you go, and that's just the way it is. And pretty soon, this will be second nature to you. But again, get permission from the merchant. We've already told the merchant ahead of time, before we even enroll them, is that first we're going to get you enrolled. We will enroll you with you present. We're going to make sure that all of the information is filled out completely and correctly so that the process goes through smoothly. And then it's our obligation and duty to make sure that every person in your store and both of your stores are comfortable and confident in using this program and increasing your sales. Always go back to the benefit to the merchant, okay? Not the feature, but the benefit to the merchant and use the tools. So that's what we're going to do, and that's what I suggest you do. If you have a merchant and you didn't get a commission or your commission wasn't where it was, that means those merchants are not using Iolo like it was intended to be used. That's okay, but you can go back and work with those people. Call them up to the merchant, say, listen, we've got merchants in our company that are literally increasing their business up to 50% and more. I think 68% is the highest recorded notification we've gotten from our merchants, but you know, up to 50% or more. And I notice, you know, we've had you in the store. We've had Iolo in your store for a month or 2 months, and I'm not seeing the sales. So it's my duty and obligation, responsibility to come back and work with you and your employees and help get you to increase your sales. Is that okay with you? Great, let's schedule it. Here's what I'd like to do. Folks, you are the difference. You are the difference. And by the way, when you do those in-store trainings, don't go do them by yourself. Like Rodney and I could go do this by ourselves, but we have invited other agents to come with us because that's an on-the-job learning training process for your new agent. So if you have agents that are in your area can attend this with you, make sure that they're there. And trust me, when we're in the store, we will be wearing all Iolo gear. So that's how they're going to recognize us. But you are the difference. And, folks, I don't care if they've got two or three or five other rent-to-own options in their store. Relationships are going to equal results. Let me repeat that. Relationships equal results. The more comfortable they are with you, they don't have their other agent spending time in the store with them, helping them, teaching them, coaching them, working with them, especially if they're commission-based. You talk to them about how to increase their commissions. You know, if they're not commission-based, if they're hourly, you may want to throw out a little contest. Hey, if you reach $3,000 in sales this month, whoever does, I'm going to give you a $50 gift card or $50 cash or whatever. Be fun. Be creative and have fun. But, you know, they will use you first if they're comfortable with you, and that's all we want them to do is use Iolo and use it first if they have more than one. Understand, everything on the back end continues to improve. We are dedicated and committed to making this the best program and company and product available in the marketplace. And it's just up to us as agents. We have to be committed to keep getting better and to plug in. And you will. I had a conversation with an agent pretty late last night, and he said, here's what I ran into today. So number one, he was working. He was taking had activity, was taking action. He said the merchant questioned something about how does he know that we're going to get paid? And, you know, I said, well, he said, how would you respond to that? I said, well, I would, not being smart or you know, anything, I would just say, well, sir, I understand you're not familiar with us, but I know you're familiar with Visa and MasterCard, but, you know, they're backed by banks and financial institutions you probably never heard of because there's so many different versions of that. So my question would be, you know, how are you guaranteed that you're going to get paid from those companies too? The benefit with us is at least you're going to get that first payment and with, you know, before you send that merchandise home. But with Visa, MasterCard, Discover, you're actually sending the merchandise out of the store and you haven't received a penny yet. So you're really just going to have to trust us. He said, that's a great response. Then he said, you know, and I said, this is how I approach it. I said, listen, I can't, one of the other concerns was that the merchant said, well, you know, our average sale is $1,000 and right now your payment on a 9-month term is $222. I think that's a little high. That's what the merchant said. But that's not up to the merchant to determine what the customer can and can't pay or will and won't pay. That's what our proprietary algorithms and software and stuff does. It creates that picture. And if we didn't believe they could pay that, we wouldn't offer them that. Okay? We truly wouldn't. We've talked about that in depth, but here's the deal. This is what I say to the merchant. I say, well, listen, Mr. Merchant or Mrs. Merchant, you know, I can't promise you that anyone will even qualify to use Iolo. But if they do, I can assure you that we believe they can make whatever payment it is they agree to that we've offered them, number one. Number two, I can't, even if they do get approved, I can't promise you that anyone's going to use it. They may look at that payment and say, no, it's not for me. That's okay. But let me ask you this. What if Iolo could just help you make one extra sale a week? Just one. Let's just say one out of 20 people you run through the system get qualified and say, yes, I want to use this. That's an extra, if your average sale is $1,000, that's an extra $50,000 a year. Would it be worth it to you at no cost and no risk to go ahead and get started with us and give it a shot? And he says, well, you're really good at this. And I said, yeah, it's just from doing it over and over again. Trust me, I didn't have the courage or knowledge to say that on day one. Rodney and I went out and screwed it up big time and still had success. Wrong long enough, you'll have success. But the thing is, in order to be great at something, you have to be good at it first. In order to be good at something, you probably have to be bad at it first. But in order to be bad at it, you have to be at it, okay? So get yourselves out there and go share Iolo with folks. and you'll be glad that you do. Rodney, that's really all I had to say. Like I promised you, I do have a few jokes I'll share with everybody before we go. Really, I want everybody next month, I want everybody in this company to have a commission check, and if it, I'd love it to be exactly what they want. That's going to take a little time, but we have the process in place. Go do the process like it was meant to be done, and you will be thrilled with your results.
Well, that's fantastic, Bud. Something that I'd like to share before you move off onto your jokes, which I've heard a couple of them, so I'll take some extra time here so that we don't have all everybody have to suffer through your jokes. But anyway, one of the agents who is a good friend of mine just sent me a text message, and he really hit the nail on the head in relation to what you're speaking about here. And he said, action conquers fear. Guys, Bud's right. We first went out there and we fumbled, fell over. Some of you that know us and have seen us, you can imagine some of the issues we went through. Some of them that you're going through right now that we're helping you and coaching you through. However, he is exactly correct. If you will go out and do it, you will learn. You will get more confident. I have been back to a lot of the agents or a lot of the merchants that we have gone and seen. I've been to some of these merchants that I didn't sign them up, just going in and checking on them. They are glad to see us coming in because a lot of them realize we are there to help them, and the more they see you, the more they're going to use us. That's really all I have, Bud. I think it's been a fantastic show. I'll let you get off talking about some of the last things that you want to discuss, and then we'll end the show.
All right, Rodney. And Rodney, out of respect for everybody, I'm going to ask that all of the agents on the show hold their laughter and applause till after. I'm gonna give you four jokes to go out and have a great St. Patrick's Day with. But please hold all your laughter and applause till the last one, okay? I don't want to disrupt the joke. Question I have for you, Rodney, is do you know how the Irish jig got started?
I have no idea.
Participate with. Okay. Too much to drink and not enough bathrooms. Hold your laughter. Rodney, question. What do you get when you cross poison ivy and a four-leaf clover?
I don't know.
A rash of good luck. And I got a knock-knock joke for you. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Irish.
Irish? Irish who?
I wish you a happy St. Patrick's Day. And the last joke we're going to end on. Hey, I got one more. Hold on. The last one I want to end on is a little story about an Irish priest who was driving to New York and got stopped speeding in Connecticut. The state trooper smells alcohol on the priest's breath and then sees an empty wine bottle on the floor of the car. He says, "Sir, have you been drinking?" And the priest replies, "Just water." And the trooper says, "Well, then why do I smell wine?" And the priest looks at the bottle and says, "Good Lord, he's done it again." Folks, have a great, fantastic St. Patrick's Day. Rodney, start the song. Hopefully Tony will be back tomorrow so you don't have to bear with us. We've got great guests the next couple of days. Tune in, get your teams on, and we'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Take care. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, that's a wrap. Another great episode of Iolo Radio. Be sure and share today's episode with your team and invite them to listen to today's show at IoloRadio.com. Let's work together to help everyone take their business to the next level with Iolo, the very best rent-to-own program in America today. We'll see you soon.